Now, why was I thinking about that? I suppose it's to do with that first reading, because the first reading is on about life. It's on about water. You know, whenever I think about water giving life, I think about a garden. But we're hearing this whole thing about, why are we hearing about the temple and water flowing underneath it and all the rest of it? Well, because the temple for the Jewish people was where God was. In the temple, you had the Holy of Holies and you had the Ark of the Covenant, the footstool of God. And so for the Jewish people, the temple is where God dwelled. And what we're hearing about is the life that flows from God. So from the temple comes this stream which is giving life to everything. And that's what that's all about. The idea that from God flows life. And then we go into that second reading from St. Paul, and St. Paul is saying that we are now the stones of the temple. Because, of course, the thing about the temple is it's going to be destroyed eventually. But we are now the stones of the temple. And then we hear Jesus losing his rag in the temple. He's had enough. And why is he getting upset? Because the temple that is supposed to be the house of God and supposed to have life flowing from it has been turned into a shop. They've turned it into a shop. That's what they've done. Come here, buy your pigeons, buy your goats, whatever. Sacrifice them to God and everything will be fine. And Jesus sees that this whole idea of God in our world has been destroyed by people wanting to make money. And so he loses it. And he says, this is enough. And so with Jesus in this one event, we get a whole switch of theology. No longer will the temple be the place where God dwells. After the death and resurrection of Jesus, it will be us where God dwells. It will be in our hearts, and we are all children of God. So what becomes the temple now but us? And that's why he's switching from there, because he knows that the temple hasn't got long more left, and it's been destroyed. As he said, you're defiling it. This is not what the temple's for. And so I suppose when we think about all that, it brings us on to Remembrance Sunday, doesn't it? You know, the sanctity of human life. It's interesting. I remember my grandmother, back in the 1990s, there was a big celebration for VE Day. And we were all getting ready for it, and you know, the flags are up, we're having a street party and everything. And I said to my grandmother, this is going to be a good party for you. And she said, no, not really, she said. She said, I'll remember it. She said, but what you've got to remember is that in the war, I lost most of my friends. They were all killed. She said, I lost them all. She said, there was only a few left. She said, so for me, it's not a celebration. She said, the only thing I would say is that we must never, ever, ever let this happen again. She said, because war was horrible. And war was terrible, she said. My grandfather was in reserves occupation. He was a fireman in London. He was a printer. And she said, you know, one night your grandfather went out during the Blitz and he didn't know what to do. She said, because the whole of London was on fire. Everything was on fire. And he didn't know what to do. What fire do you put out first when everything's on fire? And I've always remembered what she said, because she never, ever spoke about the war. That was the only time she ever spoke about it. So we never knew what she did until after she died. And I just always think about, you know, when we come to Remembrance Sunday, yes, we give thanks for the lives that people have given, fighting for freedom. But we must also, as Christians, remember that every human life is sacred. Every human life is sacred. Not just our, not just the English. Not just a few of the people, that everybody's life is sacred. And we must always pray for peace. And pray that war does come to an end. Because war is horrific. And war destroys. And war destroys human life. So as Christians, we must always pray for peace. And I always remember what she said. You know, we celebrate the end of the war, but for her, it was no celebration. Because it destroyed her life, really. And it destroyed the life of many people. And war still does today. And so, yes, we remember those who have fallen. But also, we remember and we pray that peace must come to our world. That war must finish. Because what do we learn from them Gospels? That each one of us is now the temple. We are now the temple of God. And each time one of us dies or is killed, then part of that temple is destroyed here on earth. And it goes to heaven. It goes to God. So Remembrance Sunday, we remember in a special way all those that have fallen, fighting for the freedom and for justice. But we also pray as Christians that peace must come to our world. And we must never tire in praying for that. We must never tire in working for that. Because whatever we think, war is horrific. And war destroys. And war destroys human life. What we believe as Christians to be that temple of God.